The Colgate Ask It Basket, on the air with Jim McWilliams, radio's original question and answer man. Jim has picked four contestants from the volunteers in the audience. They're all raring to go. Well, now let's see. They are a sailor, a student, a stenographer, and a department store buyer. And they're all competing in this friendly and amusing contest for three cash prizes and answering questions that come from your hometown and mine. And here he comes, Genial Jim McWilliams.
Thank you and good evening, everybody, and a big welcome to you all. Are your hands all clean?
Yeah.
Are your faces clean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure your teeth are clean, too, if you use Colgate Dental Cream. Am I right, Del?
Absolutely, Jim. They're double clean, because Colgate Dental Cream does double duty. First, Colgate's active yet safe polishing agent brings out the natural brilliance of teeth, makes them sparkle. Second, Colgate's penetrating foam gets between teeth, helps the toothbrush clean out neglected food particles that often cause unpleasing breath. So friends, remember, get teeth really clean, outside and in between. Change to Colgate Dental Cream. Buy a tube tomorrow. All right, Jim, on with our Ask It Basket.
Okay, Del, but first I've got to give myself a couple of squeaks on the buzzer. Last week, I said that Brooklyn was not a borough of the city of New York. It is. I'm sorry, all you loyal Brooklynites, and thanks for calling it to my attention. And now, for Colgate Ask It Basket number one, our first contestant, a very charming young lady, comes to the microphone. Your name, please?
Sylvia Fisher.
Sylvia Fisher. Where are you from, Sylvia?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. And what is your business?
Stenographer.
You're a stenographer. All right. Will you choose a question and hand it over? We're very happy to have you on this program, Miss Fisher. And this question comes from Bordentown, New Jersey. Miss Celia A. Gaskell asks, if you were in the market for a ruminant, R-U-M-I-N-A-N-T, would you go to a stockyard, a bargain counter, or a secondhand bookshop? Right into the microphone. And speak right up.
What is that?
Would you go to a stockyard, a bargain counter, or a secondhand bookshop for a ruminant?
For a ruminant? How do you spell that?
R-U-M-I-N-A-N-T.
A stockyard.
You'd go to a stockyard. Why? Well, you guessed it correctly. That is correct. All right. Thank you. A ruminant is a cow or a camel or a deer or any animal that chooses cud. And our next contestant is a sailor in the United States Navy. What's your name, sailor?
Peter Wershing.
Peter Wershing. Where are you from, Peter?
USS Helena, Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Well, we're very glad to have you on this program. What's your rate?
Flying first class.
Right at the microphone.
Flying first class.
Well, choose a question there, Pete, and hand it over here. Thank you very, very much. Now, this question comes from Arlington, Massachusetts. Mrs. I.M. Sholkin asks, if you were told that your parsimonious proclivities predominate perceptibly, would you be a mountain climber, a miser, or a music lover if you were parsimonious? If you were parsimonious, would you be a mountain climber, a miser, or a music lover? Take your pick, Pete.
Well, I think I'd be a...
A mountain climber, a miser, or a music lover?
Hey? Miser.
A miser. You've guessed correctly. All right. A miser is correct. All right. Our next contestant, your name?
Selma Furman.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
And where are you from?
Bronx, New York.
The Bronx in New York. And what is your business?
Buyer.
Your Bronx friends are out there giving you a cheer.
I hope it's not a Bronx cheer.
They're not the Bronx, you know. They're just giving you a cheer. Will you choose a question, Andrew? We're very happy to have you here. And this question comes from Glenwood, Iowa. Arthur Lloyd wants to know which is longer, a yard or a meter?
A meter.
A meter. How much longer? Do you have any idea? You are correct.
I don't know.
You don't know. All right. Well, a meter is 39.37 inches, and a meter. That's a meter, and a yard, 36 inches. All right. And our next contestant, your name?
Carter Strong.
Carter Strong. Where are you from, Carter?
I'm from Winchester, Virginia.
Winchester, Virginia. And some of your fellow Virginians are giving you the Virginian cheer. And we're very happy to have you here. What is your business?
I'm a student in the Shenandoah Valley Academy.
Well, choose a question, Carter, and hand it over here. Good luck to you. This question comes from, let me see, Springfield, Ohio. H.E. Bogus wants to know, if your tympanum needed attention or correction, would you send for a dentist, an ear specialist, a drummer, or a mechanic? If your tympanum needed attention, would
My tympanum?
Mm-hmm. Would you send for a drummer, an ear specialist, a dentist, or a mechanic?
I'd send for a drummer.
You'd send for a drummer. I am sorry. Who would he send for, audience? An ear specialist, for the tympanum is the eardrum. All right, and here is Asket Basket number 2, and here comes Miss Sylvia Fisher, our very petite stenographer from Brooklyn, New York, choosing a question from Minnetonka, New Jersey. Mrs. Mary Costa wants you to translate the following proverb. It is the final bit of dried grass that affixed to the burden previously acquired induces fracture of the dorsal portion of the ship of the desert. Now, let's take the... That might sound a bit confusing, but it's really very simple. Now, what is a ship of the desert? Enter the microphone, please. What is a ship of the desert? You give up on that? It's not a Chesterfield.
No, I guess not.
What is it?
I don't know.
You give up on that. Say good and loud, I give up.
I give up.
Well, well, well. What is it, audience? Yes, sir. It's the last... This means... It's the last straw that breaks the camel's back. All right, next contestant, please. Come along, sailor. Come up here, Peter, and choose a question. That's the stuff. Now, this question, Pete, comes from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dorothy R. Walsh wants you to please just let the question there. That's it. Let's stay right there, I mean, say. Can you name the 3 musical numbers suggesting the 3 colors of the American flag? Now, can you name these 3 musical numbers suggesting the 3 colors of the American flag? The first one.
He's playing high ho.
High ho. All right. What's that from? What's that
from? The dwarfs.
Yeah. Well, what's the name of it? Snow what?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
All right. Woo-hoo. And that is it. All right. Now, what colors does that suggest of the flag? That's white, doesn't it?
White.
White. All right. White. Now the next one. The next one. You know what that is? What is it, audience? Beautiful Lady in Blue. All right, that's blue. Now let's try the next one.
Melody. Beautiful melody.
Beautiful melody. Well, what color would you say? We've had white and blue. Now what's the other one?
Lady in Red.
Attaboy. All right. Where's the boy sailor? Hurrah for the Navy. All right. And here comes Mrs. Furman. Now, from West Palm Beach, Florida, H.M. Young wants you to pronounce the following word. Now, be careful. This is more or less of a trick question. Here is the word. S-O-M-E-T-I-M-E-S. What does that spell?
I just spell it over
here. S-O-M-E-T-I-M-E-S. Please, audience.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. That is correct. All right. Come along, Mr. Strong. Our student, choose a question there, young lad. That's this stuff. And this question comes from the Bronx in New York. And Jack Brandon wants to know, how many hearts are there on the 10 of hearts?
There are 12 hearts in the 10 of hearts.
That is correct. Will you explain that, please?
There are two. There's one underneath.
Write the microphone.
There's one underneath each number, and there are 10 other hearts in the 10 of hearts.
That is correct. 12 is correct. All right. And that finishes Asket Basket number 2. Now, Dell, how about those scores? We want to see who's ahead in this Colgate Asket Basket game.
Sure, Jim. But here's a word everyone is interested in, too. You know, there are many reasons why some people succeed in business and romance. Why many others fail is often obvious. It's because they have unpleasing breath, that's why. And as your own dentist will verify, improperly cleaned teeth are often the cause. So to avoid offending, you'd better clean your teeth 2 ways. And for this double job, use Colgate Dental Cream. Colgate's active foam gets between teeth, helps your toothbrush clean out food particles that often cause unpleasing breath. And Colgate's safe polishing agent polishes teeth to natural brilliance, makes them sparkle. So clean your breath while cleaning your teeth. 2 jobs, 1 price. Start using Colgate Dental Cream tomorrow. All right, folks, here are the scores at the end of Ask It Basket number two. Mrs. Selma Furman is leading with a score of 200 points.
And there's the bell for Ask It Basket number three, and Miss Fisher is at the microphone choosing a question which comes from Aurora, Illinois. Margaret Klessen wants to know, in that part of the United States where it is used, when does daylight saving time go into effect, and how long is it enforced? Now, when does daylight savings time go into effect?
The last Sunday
in April. Into the
microphone. The last Sunday in April.
Uh-huh. Now, and when is it over?
The last Sunday in September.
That is correct. That is correct. The last Sunday in April, and it's over the last Sunday in September. All right, here comes the Navy. All right, oh boy. Pete has chosen a question which comes from Greenville, Texas. Mrs. Mabel Bruce wants you to give the meaning of the following alphabetical combination. FBI.
FBI is the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That is correct. All right. Now, this might be a little bit hard, but I don't think it will be for you, Pete. How about the NYA?
Is the National Veterans Association.
No, that's... No. NYA.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, stay with us, sailor.
National...
Yeah. The National what? Well, I'm sorry we have to go along on that. Let's try... What is it, audience? National Youth Administration. Now, how about the USNRF?
United States Naval Fleet Reserve.
Well, we had to turn... All right. I'm going to turn that around for you, sailor. USNFR. What is that?
United States Naval Fleet Reserve.
All right. That is correct. All right. We had it to read. And now comes Mrs. Furman. Now, from New Albany, Indiana, Mrs. Bessie Goodup wants you to give the sum of the numbers mentioned in the following song title. She sends this musical question. Now, the first is... What is that? Yum da da dee da da dee da da yum dum dee da. You have any idea?
Seven.
I'm sorry. What is it, audience? Three little fishes. All right, now let's try the next.
Two.
All right, that's three and two. All right, now the next. Give up on that one?
Seven.
Seven what?
Seven's a lucky number.
Seven's a lucky number, yes, but what's the name of that song?
I can't think of
Three Little Fishes first, Two Sleepy People next, that's three and two, and the next one is what? What's the name of the song?
I don't know the name of the
Give
song.
Up on that. What is it, audience? Two Cigarettes in the Dark, and seven was the correct answer, but we can't give you full credit. All right, there you are. And here comes Carter Strong. Come along. Choose a question, Carter. Our student from Winchester chooses a question from Harding, Massachusetts. Esther A. Hinckley wants to know, what are three copper or bronze coins used in English money? What are the three copper or bronze coins used in English money?
The penny.
Yes.
And the 2-cent piece.
Well, I fear you're guessing a bit there, Carter. A penny. Well, a penny is worth 2 cents in our money. Now, what corresponds to a 1-cent piece? That is 1 cent in our money.
Pence.
I'm sorry about that. Penny, a penny, and one more, worth a quarter of a cent.
Farthing.
A farthing. All right. Quarter of a penny. All right, and here... Oh, my. And there's the bell for Colgate Ask It Basket number four. Sylvia Fisher comes to the microphone choosing a question which comes from Appleton, New York. Mrs. John Callaghan wants you to tell our friends, how old must a man be to become president of the United States? That's a very easy question. How old must he be?
There's no certain age.
There's no certain age?
No.
Could a man 21 years of age become president?
No. I think he has to be past 30.
He has to be in his 30s.
30.
I see. Well, I'm sorry about that. You're going to get a squeak. How old, audience?
35.
But, friends, there's no age limitation on a winning smile. Sparkling teeth belong to people of every age who use Colgate Dental Cream. You see, Colgate's safe polishing agent erases cloudy surface film, makes teeth sparkle. And Colgate's penetrating foam helps the toothbrush remove hidden food particles from tiny crevices between teeth. So for cleaner teeth, brighter smiles, start using Colgate Dental Cream tomorrow. All right, Jim, we'll continue with basket four.
All right, here comes our sailor up to the microphone choosing a question which comes from, let me see, this one comes from Detroit, Michigan. Mrs. Harry Volker, this is sort of a trick question. What one thing do you have, find, take, pass, do, mark, waste, kill, and make? What one thing do you have, and you find, and you take, and you pass, and you do, and you mark, and you waste, and you kill, and you make?
Oh, time!
Right! Come back here, sir. That was time. Time is correct. All right, that's fine. Thank you. All right, and now, Mrs. Furman, from Boston, Massachusetts, Miss Frances W. Sprague wants you to identify the following quotation. I quote, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Please, audience. Some more that is in a good south wind sprung up behind, the albatross did follow, and every day for food or play came to the mariner's hollow.
It's the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
That is correct. All right, that is fine. Thank you. All right, and here comes Mr. Strong. Choose a question, Mr. Strong. And this question comes from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Miss Kitty Gallagher says, this song that you sometimes hear at weddings is from which of the following operas? Robin Hood, Carmen, Romeo and Juliet, or the Mikado? Here's the tune. Is it from Robin Hood, Carmen, Romeo and Juliet, or the Mikado? Take your pick. Please, audience, take your pick.
Am I repeating those?
Robin Hood, Carmen, Romeo and Juliet, or the Mikado?
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is correct. All right, all right, all right.
Hey, wait a minute, Jim. You mind? Let me ring the bell this time, will you?
All right, go ahead. All right,
well, let me have it then. Hear ye, hear ye. It's Jim McWilliams' Anything Can Happen basket.
Step right up, folks. Listen closely. Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's amazing. It's colossal. It's just downright funny, maybe. Because anything can happen now. All set, let it go. And here comes Miss Sylvia Fisher. Now, you are a radio actress, and you have one word to say, and that is ah. Ah, no more, no less. But there are three different situations. They're all different. And remember, put yourself in the proper frame of mind for your big dramatic moment. Are you all ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? All right.
Yes.
Now, you have just finished a nice, long, cool drink on a real hot day.
Ah.
Oh, into the microphone.
Ah.
All right. The doctor says, open your mouth and say, ah. All right. And your best beau has just given you a sweet kiss. All right. And here comes the Navy. All right. Choose a question there, Pete. Come on, choose one. That's the stuff. Anyway, they're all right. Well, now, you're now a musical comedy actor. This question comes from Denver, Colorado, and Hattie Sorens wants to see how well you can act in a musical comedy. You are one of the leading characters, and your lines will tell you The songs will tell you your lines. Now, the curtain. It's a beautiful midsummer's night. Find John and Molly in a garden. And these two things in particular help to put John in a very romantic mood.
Moonlight and roses.
I know, but real, real dramatic.
Moonlight and roses.
All right, that's fine. So John proposes to Molly saying,
let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Why use the microphone?
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
All right. Now tell me, after listening to the third song, did Molly say yes or no to John's proposal several years ago?
Well, it's Molly and me, and I guess it's yes.
Yes, just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. All right, all right. All right. Thank you, Sailor. That's great. All right. And here comes Miss Furman. Now, Mrs. Furman, in this musical test, we're going to combine a group of musical numbers, motifs we call them, which will tell you the story of a modern screen classic. Now, the first is... What is that?
It's a spring song.
All right, that's the spring motif. Now, the next number... I'm sorry about that. What is it, audience?
Autumn.
Spanish town, all right. It's spring in a Spanish town. Now? What is that, please? Yes?
Wait a minute.
All right. Just... Write the microphone.
Give it again, will you? It's from the opera Il Trovatore.
Oh,
oh
no.
I know. Pagliacci.
Pagliacci. No, try another one. Anyone. It's all right. What is it, audience? All right, Carmen, the Toreador song, and that's the bull. Now, the next is... You give up on that?
Wait a minute. Let me hear it once again.
What is that, audience? The flowers that bloom in the spring color. Now, the next. You know what that is?
No.
What is it, audience? Tree. That's the tree motive. Now, the next one. What is that? Give up on that? What is it, audience? All right, we had the spring, the Spanish town, the bull, the flower, the tree, and the bumblebee. What's the movie classic? What is it, audience? Ferdinand the Bull. All right, next, please. And here comes Mr. Strong, and this question comes from Brooklyn, New York, and Philip Shinen wants to find out if you can say this tongue twister quickly five times, and here it is. Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow. Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow.
Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow. Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow. Billy's big...
Billy's black beagle.
Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow.
Not really quick.
Billy's bays. No, Billy's black beagle bays bee by bow.
All right. Thank you very, very, very much. Well. The man with the stopwatch is signaling me, and that means time is running short, so no more questions. Sorry, children. And while the right honorable judges are licking their pencils and adding up the scores, listen to Del Sharpe.
If you have unpleasing breath, you're not the exception. No, indeed. Dentists tell us this condition affects 7 out of 10 persons over 17. The cause? Well, often it's merely improperly cleaned teeth, easily overcome by this simple safeguard. Start using Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate does a double cleaning job. First, Colgate's penetrating foam floods crevices between teeth, helps your toothbrush whisk away food particles that often cause unpleasing breath. Second,
Colgate's gentle polishing agent safely brings out natural luster and makes teeth sparkle. Two jobs, one price. Enjoy this double advantage. Tomorrow, start using Colgate Dental Cream. And now, back to Jim McWilliams.
How about sending me those questions you've been thinking up? See if you can baffle our Ask It Basket contestants. Send your questions to me, Jim McWilliams, care of the Columbia Broadcasting System, New York City. And if they're used, Colgate will award you a year's supply of Colgate Dental Cream. And here are the winners. Third place goes to Miss Selma Furman, the buyer from the Bronx. $5 to Miss Furman. Carter Strong, the student from Winchester, Virginia, second. $10 to Carter Strong. And the grand prize, $25, goes to Peter Wershing, the fireman first class of the United States Navy. There you are. Congratulations, Peter, and those are $25. All right, old boy. And now, Miss Fisher, come right up to the microphone. Too bad you had to pick the hard ones tonight, and here's a chance to redeem yourself and get in on the prize money, too. Just answer these questions, and for each one you get right, we'll give you $1, and Del Sharbert, that handsome boy right over there on your right, is ready to give it to you right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Now, from Clinton, Massachusetts, Miss Rose Murphy wants to know, is a peeler a bird, a policeman, or a device for paring potatoes?
A device for paring potatoes.
Right at the microphone.
A device for paring potatoes.
Now, I'm sorry, it's a policeman in England. All right, now, from Richmond, Virginia, Ann Alsop wants to know, a farmer going to Chicago, pay attention now, concentrate. Are you concentrating?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, a farmer going to Chicago met seven friends with their wives. Each wife had a child by the hand. How many people were going to Chicago?
21.
21. I'm very sorry. The farmer. That is correct. He was the only one going to Chicago. Oh, right. Now, here we have a chance for you to get right in the money. Now, from Newell, West Virginia, Austin H. Brown wants you to give an idea to our Colgate friends just what kind of sounds the following animals make. Now, for instance, frogs croak. Can you give an imitation of a frog? Right at the microphone. All right. Now, grasshoppers chirp.
Chirp. Chirp.
All right. Now, magpies chatter.
Can't chatter.
Can't you chatter?
No.
All louder than that. Louder, chatter. All right, now, eagles scream.
Yeah!
Louder than that. Well, I'm sorry. We were trying to get you in the money here. Let me see. From Rochester, New York, Fred W. Mingus wants to know, is a pikeman, a fisherman, a musician, a soldier, or a toll gate attendant?
A toll gate attendant.
I'm very sorry. He's a soldier. I'm very, very sorry. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say goodnight and ask you to tune in next week for another Colgate Ask It Basket with new questions and new contestants and new prizes. But first, a grand letter from Miss Mary Wingarth of Denver, Colorado. She writes, Colgate Dental Cream makes my teeth so sparkling clean, I never miss a chance to smile. And after brushing my teeth, my mouth stays fresh and sweet for hours. Thanks, Mrs. Wingarth. And friends, after you try Colgate Dental Cream, I'm sure you'll continue using it for the sake of your teeth, your breath, and your smile.
And now, genial Jim McWilliams and his school bell leave us until our next Ask It Basket.
So long, children, until next week. See you then. Good night.
Daylight saving time ends Sunday, September 24th. If your community has been on standard time right along, this program will reach you 1 hour later. Otherwise, tune in next week as usual.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Keep your dials tuned to this station for Strange as It Seems, which follows immediately. WJSV,
Washington.